A new study from the Utah Department of Health shows that out-of-hospital births have doubled from 1990 to 2012. Holly Richardson with the Utah Midwives Organization says women have increasingly chosen out-of-hospital births for financial reasons and because they want to reduce medical interventions in the birth process.
The number of interventions and subsequent potential complications from those interventions are decreased significantly.
Richardson says along with these reasons, midwifery has also seen a spike in Utah after the passing of the 2005 Midwife Licensure Act.
When midwives were legalized to practice and could choose to become licensed or continue to practicing unlicensed, I think that coverage of that legal ability to choose a midwife let people know that that was a viable option for them where they probably wouldn't have seen it before.
State law allows women to choose the circumstances of their birthing experience, including whether to choose a licensed or unlicensed provider. But Nan Streeter, director of the Maternal and Child Health Bureau at the Utah Department of Health, urges women to make decisions concerning prenatal care and delivery based on providers' credentials and experience.
I think a lot of times, you know, the public isn't necessarily aware of the differences between a licensed and an unlicensed midwife, or that there are even different types of midwives.
Midwives licensed through the Utah Division of Occupational and Professional Licensing are required to pass a national exam, complete academic and clinical trainings, including a pharmacology class. They must be CPR certified and have certification in neonatal resuscitation. Once certified, midwives can carry and use limited equipment such as oxygen and administer limited medications. The study found that infant mortality in a hospital setting is 1 death per 1,000, while out-of-hospital deaths were 2.3 per 1,000. Of 4 specific cases reviewed for the study, half were determined to be preventable if the care providers would have had proper training and equipment. Streeter.
You know, when we look at the poorer outcomes, they're related mainly to home births, and the majority of the home births are overseen by midwives who are not necessarily licensed.
Richardson calls this data an outlier, referring to other studies.
We are concerned about that. We want to do some further research and hope that the Department of Health will partner in doing additional research to find out, is this an anomaly? Is it because the sample size is so small? But if there's a problem, we want to know about the problem. We want to be able to address it and to fix it.
Utah is one of the top 10 states for out-of-hospital births, along with others such as Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Nevada.